Good afternoon. My name is Jamie Yannis. I'm with Winfield Solutions, LLC. We've kind of gone through a little name change since we submitted the paper. It used to be Land O'Lakes Seed Division, so it's now called Winfield Solutions, LLC. This afternoon, I'm going to talk about two early maturing varieties, Cropland Genetics 3220 B2RF and 3035RF. These are new early to mid-maturity varieties from Winfield Solutions. This afternoon, I'm going to spend time. We'll first start talking about the features and plant characteristics, then we'll go into growth characteristics, and then we'll look at yield and fiber quality. We'll break it out into the three key regions, the Southeast, Mid-South, Delta, and then also Texas, and then we'll end with conclusions. As far as features, as I said before, there are two early to mid-maturity varieties. It's going to be the 3220 is going to be stacked with Bolgard 2 and Roundup Flex, and the 3035 is going to be a Roundup Flex only variety. Both of them have excellent early season vigor, high yield potential as seen with the varieties, and premium fiber quality. As far as the relative maturity goes for 3220 B2RF, it's going to have a maturity relative to 4020, Cropland Genetics 4020 B2RF. And if you're not familiar with that variety, then probably many of you are familiar with Stoneville 4892 BR. The 3035RF is going to be very similar in maturity to Stoneville 4554 B2RF. As far as plant characteristics go, they're smooth to semi-smooth in leaf, producing plants with moderate growth and medium height plants. The fruiting structure on that's going to be open architecture. And as far as growth characteristics go, when we look early season, 10 days after emergence, both of them have been reported to have excellent early season vigor with vigor ratings of 7.7 and 7.4 for 3035. You can see here with the 3220, the plant height is 37.5, but compared to 3035, 3035 is a little bit more robust in growth, and it produces a plant a little bit taller at 41 inches. When we look at the note of the first fruiting branch, you can see that for 3220, it occurs at 5.9, and a little bit higher with 3035, occurring at 6.4. The data that we're going to look at is going to be based on university OVT data that was received as of December 30th, 2007. Let me set this up. What we're going to see here is we're going to have the yield on the left side and then competitive varieties. We're going to compare Cropland Genetics 3220 with key competitive varieties in the market, the Delta Pine 117 B2RF, Fibromax 9063 B2RF, Phytogen 485 WRF, and then Stoneville 4554 B2RF. On the very bottom, the footnote will show the number of locations that the data was summarized across. So you can see here, starting out in the southeast, as far as yield goes, you can see that the 3220 performed comparatively with the other varieties about 60 to 70 pounds less than the 4554 and on the Phytogen 485. A little bit higher yield compared to the 117 and 9063. Following the yield slides, and I'll go ahead and talk about fiber quality, and you can see the fiber quality slide going to be set up. Again, this is going to be based on 12 locations from data that was received as of the 30th. This will be from North Carolina and Georgia, OVT data. You can see here the micronair at 4.3, staple length was good, strength at 28.7, and you can see the uniformity compared with the other varieties in the test. When I talk about Cropland Genetics 3035RF, this slide is just basically going to be set up with yield on one column and then the fiber quality after that. This particular test, the summary of the Southeast data on the yield was represented by 21 locations in 5 different states, and you can see here that the fiber quality is represented by 12 locations in North Carolina and Georgia. But you can see here that 3035, the average yield compared to the other varieties, it was the highest yielding variety in there compared to these other varieties. You can look at micronair at 4.3, staple length was at 35, and the strength was at 29. Again, you can see that compared to the other varieties. If we move over and look at the Mid-South and Delta data, OVT performance, on this one, this was a summary of 21 locations in five different states. You can see here that the 3220 of the competitive varieties compared against was the highest yielding variety, coming in at 1372 compared to the other varieties. When we look at the fodder quality, again, this is from 10 locations in Mississippi and Missouri, the data that was received to date. You can see that the where the micronaire was at 4.4, stable length at 37, and then strength was at 30. You can see the uniformity, again, compared to the other varieties. If we look at Cropland Genetics 3035RF, on this particular trial, you can see that it came in at a lent yield that was just under phytogen 315 and lent yield just right under the 4664. But the micronare was 4.4, staple length 36, strength came in at 30.1. So good fiber quality that we see here. Now let's shift our attention and go a little bit further west. Let's look at South and Central Texas OVTs. This is going to be data summarized across four locations. And the thing that changes here is the competitive varieties. Since 117 wasn't in the head-to-head trials, we're going to be looking at 3220 against Delta Pine 143. And again, the Fibromax 9063 B2F, Phytogen 485 WRF, and again, Stoneville 4554 B2RF. You can see here that the 3220 yielded pretty same or similar to Stoneville 4554. And you can see the other varieties of how it came in, very similar to the Phytogen 485. If we look at fiber quality, again, this is across those same four locations. You can see that micronare came in at 4.5, had a good staple length at 37, the strength was at 28, and uniformity 84.4. Again, see that compared to other varieties across those four locations. Now, in West Texas, since they're the last ones to plant and the last ones to come out, we did not have any OVT data, but the data that we did have represented, well, before I go on, one last thing is the 3035 in South and Central Texas. You can see here compared with Fibromax 9060 and Phytogen 315 RF, you can see that it had the highest yield, and you can see the micronare, staple length, and strength of this variety compared to the other two varieties. Now, West Texas, since we didn't have any OVT data, what we'll look at is a test that was done by DP&L on the Mike McCloy farm. It was an irrigated test, and essentially it was a test that was looking at the latest Roundup Flex only varieties in there. Of course, you know, this is up in that 10 county area, up in the high plains where Bogart is not able to be planted. From this test, you can see and compared to Delta Pine Fibromax and Next Gen and Americott varieties, that the Cropland Genetics 3035RF had the second highest yield. It was just almost running neck to neck with the 121, and then you can see the other varieties in the test in successive order as far as yield goes. When we look at the I need to go to that slide on the fiber quality. Can you? It's only going to be in slide presentation format, right? So can I go escape or will that kick it out? Okay. All right. Basically, when I'm not going to be able to show the fiber quality data, but if you look at the fiber quality data, it all had excellent fiber quality compared to 121. As far as the value data in there, it came in at 0.582 cents. It was the second highest loan rate, and then also value. It was the it was right up underneath 121. So very good data from that standpoint. And so in conclusion, what we've seen is that the 3220 B2RF and also 3035RF are varieties that are going to be another tool for growers across the U.S. that will have the latest technologies, and then also will give you competitive yield and fiber quality to compared to competitive varieties on the market. But most importantly, that will help to market in both the base international and high-end domestic markets. With that, thank you. That's fine.